Hello, everybody. I just wanted to take a moment to introduce myself real quick before we get into this first episode. So real quick, I want to go ahead and take a moment actually to thank my sponsors. So shout out to Rigby's Big Rigs on Preston, and Marianne's Bakery, and of course, Clorox. All right, so now that I've already addressed all the sponsors, let's go ahead and discuss what you should expect over the course of the next 15 to, it's going to be more than 15 minutes, probably going to be about 25, 30-ish. This is the first episode, so I'm kind of figuring out what to do with this podcast. Ultimately, though, this is just an episode to kind of give you a little bit of an introduction to it. It's going to be very out of context amidst the current context, but within the context of itself, it'll make sense. Which might not be until the future, because it's not, you know, might take a little bit. Might take until I have like 25 or 30 of these out before the context becomes clear to, you know, people who are not the same line of thinking as I am. I personally think very different than a lot of people, and that's not like a better thing or a worse thing. It's just like I've always been an outcast. I've just always been weird. So it's just something that, it's just something I've learned to embrace. You know, it's a good thing, really. I don't think it's like better or worse than anybody else, but it gives me a different perspective, and that's fresh. So without further ado, I hope that you enjoy this. If you don't enjoy this, then I am sorry, but tune in next week because it'll probably be a lot different. Hey everybody, this is gonna be a 30-second ad read, so just skip to 15-second segments. So I'm promoting Anchor. It's the program I use to make this podcast. There's really nothing significant other than the fact that they're paying me to do this. But look, it's free. It has editing tools within it. Okay, it distributes it to a lot of different platforms for you, a lot of different mediums, and it helps you make money. It literally encouraged me to make this advertisement that is paying me for that I don't care about. And the only thing I have to do is say download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to Storytime. I'll be your host, Aristotle Simone. We might get a guest appearance later from Harold Hugador, Theodore Lucrey, or Carl Salis. I certainly hope it's not the latter, but that's okay regardless. Go ahead and grab you a plate of cookies. Go ahead and get you some cookies in the oven for whenever you're done with your plate of cookies. Go ahead and get some milk out the fridge. Go ahead and get you a cup. Go ahead and take that cup, put it on your counter. Go ahead and take that milk, put that milk inside of the cup. Take that cup, put that cup inside of the microwave. Shut the microwave, go ahead and press 42. That's right, we're only going 42 seconds, baby. Yay, all right, go and take that milk out. You're ready. Go and give that a stir. It's gonna be hot on parts of it and it's gonna be cold on others. So you're gonna stir it up. You're gonna make it all collectively lukewarm, okay? You're just gonna make it more heatable whenever you put it back in for another 30 seconds. All right, you're gonna take it out after that 30 seconds. It's gonna be in there for a total of 1 minute and 12 seconds. By this point, you should have already eaten two and a half cookies, maybe even 3 1/4. So really, you know, you gotta amp up your time if you're not doing that. You gotta eat more. Come on. I believe in you. You got this. You're strong. Come on. You got this. I love you. You can do it. Eat more cookies. All right, so now that I got my eccentric energy out, let me get into a little bit of the more serious bits of this podcast. So I'll go ahead and start off with the formatting of it, and then I guess I'll do a little bit of an introduction. So the format of this is going to be extremely loose. Ultimately, there's not going to be much of a format. I do kind of want a formula, at least in the beginning, just to kind of like figure, you know, the ropes of this out. And then once I get that figured out, I'm just going to make it go crazy as much as I can. So I want to have at least one story per episode until further notice. At some point, I do want to change this into an interview podcast and just do interviews. It's ultimately going to be a silly podcast. I do want there to be some kind of agenda to it to an extent, but I don't really want it to be a biased agenda, and I don't really want it to be the agenda of the moment. It's something like whenever I find myself as a person, I will put the agenda forward, but I'm young, I'm still learning to progress, I'm still progressing, and ultimately I don't have an agenda yet, so I'm not going to perpetuate one, at least not intentionally. If I am going to perpetuate one, I'm going to perpetuate optimism and nihilism in conjunction with one another, however. It's not going to be one or the other. It's going to be both put together. To me, There's nothing wrong with optimism, but I do feel as if you're truly optimistic, you just have to turn a blind eye to a lot of things, and I don't think that that's a good idea personally, at least not in that context. And I don't think that nihilism is right either, because like, just because nothing matters doesn't really give you an excuse to be a douchebag. Like, that's not cool. That's not how that one works. I mean, it might work like that with children, but like, that's really not how that one should work. And I feel like as a society, we should probably be better about that. And yada, yada, yada. Words, words, words. But that is going to be the format. It's going to be a loose format. It's going to be a lot of questioning, a lot of conversation, and hopefully a lot of progression in the process. Whether or not, yeah, so let's just, that's going to be the format. There's going to be a lot of comedy bits in here and a lot of just like random little improvisational things that I do. What I have in mind for this podcast moving forward is there's going to be a lot of things I'm going to write down, and then I'm just going to take those as kind of like an outline you would do for a paper, and then just improv a speech about that. And it's not really going to be a speech. That's kind of a bad word for it, but more or less just I want to do a bit based around it. Some kind of like little tangent rant kind of thing, something stupid, you know? And yeah. I guess for a lack of a better word, I guess I kind of want to be a rant artist is kind of what I want to do, but I don't really want to do that either. I'd rather be a performance artist, if anything, but now I'm just, like, getting these labels that, like, ultimately mean nothing. It's like whenever, like, you're, like, you're just trimming hairs at this point, you know? It's meaningful in context, but, like, that's not what this is supposed to be, so. So I guess I would like to tell a story for this one. Initially, with this being the first episode, I didn't want to do that because I was just going to lay out the format and just kind of do an introduction thing, but like, that's kind of what you're supposed to do for the intro, so like, I should really honestly not do that if I'm like actually thinking it through. So you know what? Let's not do that. I've already said enough. It's already confusing enough. I know that the beat playing right now is different than the last beat, and I also know that you heard bah, and then you just heard me go on this, and you probably thought that I forgot about that, and I totally did for a little bit, but only because this is like the 10th time I've tried recording this segment after the bah, because believe it or not, part of being a rant artist is having to look back at the stuff that you say out of context, and then realizing that doesn't really work. But again, rant artist isn't really what I'm going for. It's just a byproduct of this environment, and this is redundancy, so let me tell you a story. One time, me, Big Rig, and Lil Beck, two of my friends, and I've changed the identities, obviously, but I was visiting my hometown from college, and we were all hanging out, we were all playing some Dungeons and Dragons, okay, because we were excited. Now, we didn't want to play by the rule book because we were a little bit of badasses as well. So you know what we did? Was we took the dice and we came up with our own storyline. And after a long conquest of going up an invisible escalator as a character based around Young Thug, who was basically just a verbal musician, I could just say, and then spawn in anything because that was just my power as the Young Thug parody character. I had to fight LeBronfield, which is LeBron James in Garfield, as if Garfield was a costume, but Garfield is fully alive. I really don't have a visual for this. Big Rig, the Dungeon Master, whenever we were playing this, was a very creative individual, very, very out there individual with some of the stuff that he said. And it's a little bit hard to contextualize, but it's pretty funny, I think. And anyway, so after doing the Star Wars thing on Hoth, where you know, get some kind of like rope, and you go around the, you know, you just go around LeBronfield. You take one of his legs and you just go around a whole bunch of times. So you tie up both his legs and he falls on over because, you know, obviously you got to pull the Star Wars Hoth maneuver whenever you're fighting LeBronfield James. Come on, don't be an imbecile. We decided, hey, this is exciting. You know, we just fought off the evil that was LeBronfield. Now we can go renew Shaq's contract. This is such a good storyline of D&D. But this isn't exciting enough for us. You know, so what we decided to do is we quit playing D&D and we decided we were going to go play laser tag. Now, when you live in the area that I live in, it was just a county. You know, it was a multitude of towns put together, I'm probably not using multitude correctly, but it's whatever. All words are variables, they're all placeholders. So you get a whole bunch of cities, you get a whole bunch of towns, rural communities put together, and you just refer to it as a county. So we have this one county, which consists of a lot of these areas. we decide to go to the area that we thought that they would be in initially, because that was kind of the city area. It was Paducah, you know, Paducah, Kentucky. So it's a little bit of a city. I mean, it's not like it's a little bit of a city. To be honest, in that area, it's the biggest city around, but it's no New York. But it's still very, very, you know, it's a city. So we decided to check to see if they would have laser tag there, because where else would it be? And we couldn't find it on Google, so we said, well, if it's not going to be in City A, maybe it'll be in City B. City B was Murray, and Murray is just a little bit of a college town, more or less. It's comparable to Lexington, but if you've never been to Lexington campus, you probably don't really get that comparison, so that's not really a very good one to anybody who's outside of Kentucky. Just know it's a humble college town, more or less, is probably the best way I can describe it. But we found that they had a laser tag arena, so we decided, all right, let's go to that one. Let's go play some laser tag. So Big Rig, Lil Beck, and I all hop in my Honda Accord, my little two-door coupe, and we get on the road. And we leave my house, and then we head towards Murray. They're going to find out who the father is soon. But no, look, so we get in the car, and then we go towards Murray. And on the way to Murray, it's basically just this long highway. It's almost just like getting on the highway, but it's not a highway. It's like an actual road. Which, of course, yeah, people know, but I just want to clarify. I just want to add some context, you know. Not everybody's as educated as everybody else. I myself am an idiot. I don't really ever understand anything. That's why I always tell people to explain it to me like I'm five. It's a lot easier to understand things. It's also a lot easier to understand whether or not people understand what they're talking about. Because if they can't communicate it to you as if you were a five-year-old, they might not have all their concepts as grounded as they thought they did. Myself included, by the way. I'm not above this concept. Now, we're on this highway, so we're on the road. And we're just driving. Now, Big Rig, he did this thing where he would ironically dab. You know, just like how Logan Paul would go dab on the haters. Mr. Big Rig would also dab on the haters. He did it very nonchalantly and lazily. I mean, honestly, at the time, I thought it was hilarious. If you've ever seen Young Thug, I think it's called Check is the name of the video. He probably does it in multiple videos. I believe he does it in Best Friend. But just like the little dabs where he's just like holding a cup of lean and then he just like barely puts his head in his arm. Like, that's the kind of stuff Big Rig did. And it was just this meme. It was this inside joke that we had within our friend group where it was just like we would just dab at everybody. We would just for no reason. We would just like obnoxiously, randomly dab and just be way over the top pretentious about it. Like, this is I'm going to allude to another story, but there was this one dude at UPS. I'm going to call him Big Red when I worked at UPS, but me and Big Red did not get along because Big Red came across to me as if he was the kind of person who did everything that he did purely for his image. And I think that that's one of the stupidest things that you can do. We'll get into that into another day. I don't think that's the context of the story. I don't want to go on a rant. But anyways, me and him just did not get along. So the kind of stuff that I would do is I would say, hey, Big Red. And then he would look, and then I would like stand on top of a platform if I was like near anything I could stand on. I would get in like the most like a horse stance. Or not a horse stance. I forgot what it is. I guess like a lunge stance. I'm trying to think of the karate term because that's just the way my brain associates it. It's like sparring pose or something. But regardless, you know, I just get in this over-exaggerated stance where I'm like very confident with my posture. And then I just do the most committed dab out of nowhere. And it was just, I thought it was hilarious. He got so mad. He just like did that thing that people do where they're just like, and then they just walk away. I don't know. You know, because it wasn't anything offensive. Like, you can't tell me I hurt his feelings when I dabbed at him. It's just, I don't know. So anyway, so we're all in the car. We're all going. We got Big Rig. We got Lil Beck. And we're in the right lane. And there's a car in the left lane. Now, one of the things that pisses me off when I drive is when I'm in the left lane and there's a car in the right lane that's matching my speed. But when you're a high schooler, you think that's funny. So when you're a high schooler, you don't have a problem being in the right lane, preventing the people from the left lane getting into the right lane and then dabbing at said people. So this car was relatively new at the time. Now it's probably closer to 2010-ish, but relatively newish Ford Taurus. It was a white vehicle. It had tinted windows. So, you know, we just thought, you know, nothing up. We were like, all right, just some dude going somewhere. And we were just kind of fucking with him, you know. We were only going to dab him for a second and then let him get in front of us and then just keep on doing what we were going to do. But I don't know. I just didn't like his attitude. I didn't like the car's attitude, I guess. I don't know. I don't really, you know, sometimes you just be like that, you know? They don't think it do, but it do. It be. And so what we all decided to do, we all thought was a good idea, was just, hey, let's dab at this dude. So we just all started dabbing at him. So just from his perspective, he's looking out of his window to a car that won't let him get in the right lane. Well, he's in the passing lane, which is irrelevant because it's not like there were any other cars on the road at the time. There aren't any exits or anything like that. He realistically could have. I digress. So he's looking at us. He sees three high schoolers in a Honda Accord coupe. We're just all dabbing at him. He's looking like idiots. He's looking like total idiots. Just imbeciles. It's hilarious. And then he rolls down his window. This is the punchline. It's not really the punchline, it's actually happened. But he rolls down his window. It's a fucking state trooper. He just fucking, he has the angriest expression on his face. He's wearing like some sunglasses or some shit. I don't even remember if he's really wearing sunglasses. Might have been on his head or some shit. You know, so long ago, memory's so faulty. But it's just like, he's like over there like doing the thing that like, you know, like, I want you to join the U.S. Army kind of like face and like kind of stance with his finger, kind of like how he's pointing. But instead of it like being some patriotic empowering thing, it's like just like this like fear monger, like, ah, you're in so much trouble, blah, 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 kind of thing. But, you know, it wasn't even like we were in trouble because he knew that we were just fucking around. Like, he knew like it was stupid. You know what I mean? So also just to clarify one other thing, just for legality purposes. In Kentucky, and this is a good law, I don't know why it's not in more states, but in Kentucky, if you're on the highway, the left lane is purely for passing. If you're in the right lane, you have to go, you know, the cruising speed. You cannot pass people in the left lane. That's illegal. People do, or no, you have to pass people in the left lane. My apologies. You cannot pass people in the right lane. So if you're in the right lane, or the simplest way to say it is that if you're in the left lane, legally you have to go faster than the people in the right lane. And if you're in the right lane, you legally have to go the speed limit. So, this law was actually enacted right around the time of this story. So, it was just one of those things where I was unaware of the law at the time because it was just too new. It obviously has no correlation to the story. It's just, I guess, like another little undertone of irony to it. I don't know. But yeah, so that's going to be the format of this podcast. It's just stories with little tangents, little rants and stuff, because I don't really want a format, you know? If I get too much of a format, it's going to limit and hinder a lot of progression that I'd otherwise be able to make. But, yeah. I hope you enjoyed that story. I'm either going to be playing the outro song next, or I'll be telling another story. So, I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you have a great day regardless. If we get into more, let's get into more, and if we don't, I love you. And if I don't love you, well, then I don't love you, but I'm going to tell you I do, because I love you. So I probably should have clarified that that was the end of the story. He just did the Uncle Sam look at us and was like, yeah! And we just, you know, just backed off. There's more to the day, so I guess I'll go ahead and say some of that. So we ended up getting to Murray to play laser tag, and we couldn't find the arena. So we ended up going to the place that it said it was, and it was a community center. And what that basically means is that they do have laser tag there, and they also have other events there, and we missed the laser tag events. It may have not even been from that month, and it was just some kind of advertisement we saw. So after about a 20-minute drive, after dabbing at a dabbing at the highway patrol, whatever it was some branch of the police, you know, but after dabbing at them, we can't find laser tag, so then we got to drive back, and we decide to listen to some AM radio, because FM would be too basic. You see, we had to be ironic. We didn't have a choice, so we had to listen to AM radio, and we found a beautiful morning show with actually like some really nice jazz song playing. We got back to my house, and we just finished up that song, and we got back to our D&D. And instead of LeBron Field this time, it was Adam Sandler. He was a Subway employee, and he would just always make Subway sandwiches for my boy Big Rig. He would just follow him around. He would just have like kind of like a little hot dog stand, but it'd be like a backpack, and he'd just constantly be making sandwiches. So then Big Rig would be eating the sandwiches, and then, you know, as soon as he's done, Adam Sandler, here, I'm ready with another one. It was a very specific sandwich. I don't remember what it was. It was just very specific as to the request. It was like extra meatballs and like very specific amount of onions, and like, I don't even remember. It was hilarious. But it hindered the quest. You see, Lil Beck was, at this point, I was the Dungeon Master. But Lil Beck understood that we were on a quest. Whereas Big Rig was over here talking about Adam Sandler following him around. So I got a little bit tired of that, being the Dungeon Master, because, you know, I'm trying to give these people a quest. I'm trying to give these people a good experience. And I can't do that if all we're doing is having Adam Sandler make some subs. So basically, I tell the dude, I'm like, look, man, these sandwiches are infected now. This meat has gone bad. If you continue to eat it, you're literally going to have diarrhea and poop yourself to death. So he continues to do it. So inevitably, I have to follow through with that. So I say, all right, well, now your character is in the bathroom stall. And of course, Adam Sandler decided to follow him in there because, hey, why not? Why not? And he's just continuing to make him sandwiches. So, you know, I'm like, hey, man, come on, let's do this. So then he decides to call up Dr. House, and he's got like a 1 in 20 chance of like Dr. House actually curing him. And actually, I don't even think it was that. He had to get there in time. Yeah, that's what it was. So so I was like, okay, so you're going to die in 30 minutes. Dr. House is going to get here in an hour. If you don't eat, you'll die in an hour and a half, and then Dr. House will have 30 minutes to save you at like a 5% probability of survival. And he just kept eating. So that game ended pretty quick. Lil Beck did good. Lil Beck did good. To be honest, Big Rig did really well as well. It was just counterproductive to the quest. So in the time, it wasn't well. But like, oh man, that's something. Isn't that something? I'll tell you what, high schoolers are weird. You know, you want to talk to somebody who's weird, just talk to a high schooler. Whew, some weird people. Nothing wrong with that though. You know, you got to be weird. You got to embrace it. Look at me. I'm one of the weirdest people of all time. Like, seriously. But anyways, yeah, so that's going to be the continuation of that story. It's going to be the ending to that story. Earlier, I did go on a little bit of a tangent about a separate story, and honestly, I can't even remember which one that was right now. Let me try. Get some Jeopardy music playing here. I don't have the know-how to do that yet. I mean, I could just load this podcast in FL, but, like, you guys don't want to hear about all that technical boring stuff I can do to fix this or that or whatnot. You don't care. You don't care. You're just here to listen. All right. I think that just about wraps it up. I don't really have any bits I want to do for this episode. I just kind of wanted to introduce the format. I did that. I told a story. I'd say this is a successful first episode. I will probably have more episodes like this. A lot of them are going to be sporadic. Once I get more know-how down with how to podcast, my podcast will be better. So if this podcast is good or not, it's ultimately just going to be a learning experience for the next one, which might be this one whenever this one gets to about episode 50 or something. I don't know. But, yeah. I hope you have a great day. Or great afternoon, great night. I hope hope all that positive stuff happens. I know you've been going through a lot recently. You know, we all have amid the coronavirus, but, you know, I know that that doesn't stop the bullshit that gets put on people's plate, and I know that as a people, that means that you get more bullshit on your plate as well.